Dr. DeMuth, good morning. How are you?
Great, Mike. I do have a tissue in my hand for you.
I've got a roll of paper towels. I have a power washer, and I'm dying. I don't understand how this happens.
It's never good to feel like that during the summer. You don't want to feel bad. So.
And when you turn the radio on, you can't turn it off when you're in the middle of this. But yes, sure. I'm having a sick day in the middle of summer. That doesn't fly.
Not good. No.
How are you
good.
Today? Forget
we
about are, me. You're the star of this program. How are you?
We are tremendous. We finished out our 2014-15 school year in great stride. We had four wonderful graduations, and I think the input I got from the parents where they feel like we did a great job in making sure that their kids were properly recognized, and a lot of good input because, as you know, we had our graduation ceremonies at our high schools this year because Assembly Hall is being worked on, and they worked out extremely well, and again, it was a good time for all, and we wish those students, our graduates, the very best.
Judy, you go right from finishing up school to more school. So summer school's going okay?
Yes, it's going well. Do you know we have over 600 students in our summer school programs? We have programs at the elementary and at the high school. We actually have a virtual program where students can do work online anywhere in the world, and that's kind of fun.
Wow.
Because it's really amazing that we'll have students that log on. They'll be in France. They'll be in Spain. Mm. And so it's been fun to kind of monitor where all of those students are at. And then we have an adventure camp program,
right,
which we're very fortunate to continue, that we can take our students from summer school to the adventure camp, and they can actually spend till about 6 p.m. with us, which really, really is helpful to our parents.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going full bore. In one piece of our summer school program that's been exciting is a computer technology support course at both North and South. And we have about 20 students in each of those courses. The goal is to get them A-plus certified so that they can actually work on all of our computers at both of those high schools. And that's gone extremely well.
Well, that's amazing. You've got a high school student that's going to be A-plus certified as part of a high school education and then be able to help out with the computers that the kids are going to have. That's absolutely amazing.
And you know what? You have to credit those kids because they've been hard at work.
Summer. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. They started school the Tuesday after our school year ended,
mm-hmm,
and they're still continuing, and they'll be doing that till mid-July. So it's been very rewarding for everybody.
Now, you've got kind of a cutting-edge cooperative project going on with Indiana University to benefit students.
Yes. Again, we've been very fortunate. We partnered with Vice Provost Martin McCrory, and we have 10 students from IU who represent what we call underrepresented groups. And
mm-hmm,
so what we try to do is put teachers and aides, assistants with our students who look like them. So we've been very fortunate to get these students. They are working in our summer school program and our adventure camp program, and it's 50-50. We're actually paying them, and so it's 50% us and 50% IU, and we really appreciate partnering with Indiana University on this project because we think it's really important, really, for those students that Vice Provost McCrory has, the IU students, and then also our students. So it's been a great relationship.
What's the goal of all of that?
The goal is, as you know, we have a very diverse student body, and so we've got to make sure that we have that diversity and we reflect that diversity to our students,
right,
so that they can actually see role models that have been very successful and have worked with them. So the goal is to model for our students to model those students who are now at the college level and are successful.
Now, we're speaking with Judy DeMuth, who is the superintendent of the Monroe County Community School Corporation. And, Judy, we have some honors that have come the way of some students.
Yes, you know what? Last evening we were notified that six of our schools were awarded the 2015 Presidential Education Awards. And those students are at South, Bachelor, Summit, Arlington Heights, Marlin, and Highland Park. And it's really for student excellence and growth. And I think that's the big piece,
wow,
the growth piece, because we've had great successes at each of those schools, and our students have shown great growth. So congratulations to all those students at each of those schools.
And you have a meeting, school board meeting tonight, Keith?
Yes.
Oh, no wonder why Keith came back from his hiatus. He's got to go back to work for you.
That's right. We're really fortunate to have Mr. Klein back. So,
well, we share him with the rest of the universe. You can't get this guy in town for more than 3 days in a row.
That's
but,
right.
But tonight we go to North, South, East, West Drive over there by South.
And there's some really good news coming out of the meeting tonight because
at
the end of every
too?
School year, there'll be a work session afterwards.
Okay.
Every school year, at the end of the year, some people leave, retire,
right.
move on to other things.
You got new principals.
We've got three new principals
yeah.
we're going to be talking about. So tell us about that, Dr. DeMuth.
We do, and we're fortunate. Mrs. Chambers has been very busy in our HR department, and this evening we're looking forward to recommending our new principals at Arlington Heights Elementary, Summit Elementary, and the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship. So we're looking forward to those recommendations. I know she's been busy finishing up some of our HR work, and then those recommendations will be ready for this evening. So we're very excited about that.
And Mike mentioned the work session, so fill him in on what's going to be happening on that one.
And so prior to our regularly scheduled meeting at 6 o'clock, we'll be meeting at 5 o'clock in a work session. We'll actually be meeting with Springstead and Associates, who are our consultants, who have conducted a community survey to kind of poll people on their thoughts about the Monroe County Community School Corporation. And I have to say, when I first saw the survey, and it was pretty lengthy, it was a telephone survey, my first response is, do people really respond to this? And they guaranteed me that people would do that, and really their work reflects that. We're so fortunate that we had a great response, that people took time to go through all of the questions, and so they have completed the survey and the analysis, and they'll be with us this evening at 5 o'clock to review the survey, how many participants there were, and go through the metric pieces and the analysis. So again, thank you to our community for rising to the occasion and making sure that we've got great input on how people feel about the Monroe County Community School Corporation.
And there's quite a few passionate folks in this town about education, and that's what, again, keeps that moving right along. So that's the good news as well.
Absolutely.
That's tonight, 5 o'clock. The work session,
right.
followed by the
regular
school
meeting.
Board meeting at 6, and that's at North Drive, just north of
the administration
south.
Building.
Yes, you can't
you have
miss.
Fun with that, don't
well,
you?
Well, it's hard to get lost there. You just keep going around in a circle, and you find it. That's the easy stuff. Dr. DeMuth, we appreciate your time as always. Have fun at your meeting tonight, and I hope you get some time off this summer to put your feet up and enjoy it as well.
Thank you so much, and I hope you feel better soon.
Well, yes, I agree with you on that one. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. DeMuth. The MCCSC superintendent.
Busy meeting tonight.
It should be a busy meeting tonight. And again, 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock for the work session.
Okay.
6 o'clock for the meeting. Work session is not anything that people can come and talk at, but they can sit there, hear all of the things. The session itself, the school board meeting, there is opportunity for public comment.